get water in an emergency, the geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for this next hour, since our regularly scheduled guest apparently isn't going to be with us, why, they're going to be your views out across America. And if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd be glad to talk on any subject you'd like to talk about. But, you know, maybe we could just talk a little bit about how we got into the situation economically where we are. And, of course, a lot of people are going to think, well, it was an accident. You know, they created the stock market bubble, and that was a mistake. And then they created the housing bubble, and that was a mistake. But I would like to suggest that none of this is a mistake. I believe it is all carefully orchestrated, because after the stock market bubble burst, they should have simply let the economy go into contraction, done away with the debt, and we could have gotten back to a solid economic growth. But they chose not to do that, and you have to ask yourself, why? Instead, of course, they dropped the interest rate down to 1%. They dropped the interest rate down to 1% and massively, of course, increased the amount of money and credit in the economy. And you're talking about, as Congressman Ronald Paul has said, they created $4 trillion over the last 3 years. $4 trillion over the last 3 years, which, of course, is the very foundation of the current inflationary cycle that is designed, of course, to destroy this nation. And then, of course, they actively encourage the housing boom. Now, how did they encourage it? Well, they would tell people, go ahead and take out your adjustable rate mortgages. You know, you can't afford them, but go ahead and take them out anyway, because the house is going to increase in value and you're going to end up making money. We're going to let you go ahead and borrow the house for nothing down, and maybe not even pay the interest rates on it for a while, or pay very little interest rates, or something they call pick and pay, and you could decide whether you're going to pay on the principal or you're going to pay on the interest, or really pay much more or less nothing every month. But the house is going up in value, isn't that wonderful? And they knew it wasn't going to work. So why did Alan Greenspan, the people who surrounded him, really produce what we have today? Why would you lend money to anybody that would not be able to pay the loan back again? I mean, they know. These are smart people. They're much far smarter than I am. And they knew, of course, that one day, the day of judgment was going to come, when all of those housing mortgages were going to go belly up. And the idea of taking these housing mortgages and putting them into bundles, maybe 1,000 housing mortgages, and calling them a bond. And now we can sell that bond at a good interest rates. And we'll get these various insurance companies to insure them. And, of course, there may be a lot of questions about the situation as far as the bond was concerned, whether it would be ever paying the income it was guaranteed. But they got the insurance companies to make these bonds, which many of them were single A or triple B or whatever it would be, about the level of junk, to call them triple A. And that is how, of course, many of our financial institutions and hedge funds and pension funds were able to buy them. They were guaranteed to be triple A. The trouble is that the people who were guaranteeing it of course, didn't have any money. It's wonderful, you know, you write insurance and you don't have any money, or you don't have to pay. And that's what's happened. Well, I tell you, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And since we have nothing planned, we would love to hear from you. Any subject you would like to talk on, well, I would be glad to let you do it, but give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here at Radio Liberty, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Looking forward to your call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for CRASH. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for CRASH, Are You Ready? CRASH, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
2 weeks ago. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call because it's open lines on Wednesday afternoon and we'd love to hear what you would like to think about, would like to talk about. And so we've been talking about the economy. If you'd like to talk about something else, maybe you'd like to talk about the whether or not we're going to go to war with Iran, because a war with Iran would be a total disaster. And yet, of course, everything I'm seeing and reading gives me the belief that it's only a matter of time before this happens. Why do I believe that? Well, first of all, because we're doing everything we can to make people believe that Iran is, you know, supplying the weapons to the insurgents in Iraq, and those are being used to kill American boys, where that really is not true at all, because most of the insurgents, Al-Qaeda, they're Shia, they're Sunni Muslims, and of course the people in Iran are Shia Muslims, and they hate the Sunnis, so that's something that goes back, you know, really 1,000 years or more, and it's not going to change. And the Iraqis are certainly, pardon me, the Iranians are not going to be financing the Sunni or the Al-Qaeda insurgents. So much of what we hear, much of what we get is simply propaganda. You're not getting the truth about what's really going on over in the Middle East. You're not getting the truth about what's going on in, certainly in Afghanistan, where we're actually losing the war, just exactly as the Soviets did. But then we've never really tried to win the war. We've always been funding, the Pakistanis have been funding the Taliban, who've been killing our people. And of course, it's just like Vietnam all over again. It's deja vu Vietnam, where we, of course, during the war, we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys in the rice paddies there of Vietnam. And it's so difficult for people to believe that anything could be that wicked or evil, and yet, certainly this is the standard technique that they use over and over again. You go back and you read General MacArthur's story of what happened in Korea. And not only was he not allowed to bomb the bridges over the Yellow River that were carrying the communist forces and supplies that were being used to kill our men, he wasn't allowed to bomb the major hydroelectric plants or the major electricity generating plants in North Korea. And of course, if he had done that, he could have crippled the country and brought the war to an end. He wasn't even allowed to bomb the major supply depots in North Korea during the Korean War. It was all make-believe. The American fleet was stationed between Taiwan and the mainland to actually protect the Chinese mainland so that these troops of Chiang Kai-shek could not attack the Chinese mainland. And that, of course, allowed the Chinese to pull their troops off the mainland and send them up into Manchuria and then bring them down into North Korea where they could be used to kill our boys. The average individual says this sort of thing couldn't go on, but go ahead and read General MacArthur's book, Reminiscences. It gives you an insight into what's going on, far different than you're ever going to get anyplace else. And Vietnam was the same thing. We never went there to win. In Vietnam, we were not allowed to bomb the power electricity generating plants, just exactly as we weren't allowed to bomb the generating plants in North Korea, so we couldn't bomb the plants in North Korea. Why not? North Korea was supplying the weapons that were being used to kill our boys in South Vietnam. We couldn't attack their planes if they were on the ground. We could not attack the anti-aircraft facilities unless they were actually being used to shoot down our planes. The major targets in North Vietnam were off limits. It was a make-believe war, and 58,000 American boys died in a war we never intended to win. But it was a great diversion as they transformed America during those years, and they took God and prayer out of our schools, and they found a woman had a right to an abortion, and they began to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and they changed our immigration laws, and America was never the same after Vietnam, because we never went there to win. And when you understand that, why, of course, it all makes sense. And if you haven't actually read our little pamphlet entitled The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, you need to read it to understand that communism was the best enemy that American taxpayer and American corporate dollars could buy. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Russell, who's calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Russell. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm Wisconsin.
Okay, great. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I wanted to point out something I noticed at the newsstand. The latest issue of National Geographic has a prominent article on Persia.
Right.
Or now it's called Iran.
Right.
And it's a beautiful insert map of ancient Persia and its empire and on the other side of the modern Iran. And I thought it was rather ironic with all this drum beating of trying to start something with Iran that National Geographic would come out on something on Persia, you know, the archaeology and its history and all that. And I thought it was just awfully ironic that they would come out with something like this right now, because the Bush administration is still pushing for a war with Iran. Everybody else is saying, no, it's not a good idea. And from what I heard from your other guests, talking about what the Bilderbergers were saying and what Lindsey Williams is speculating, the war with Iran may be off the table because it may not be necessary.
I hope and pray that you're right. The only thing I would point out that is that they're never telling you that in Iran today, the government there is built is digging 320,000 graves in preparation for the war that's coming. Of course, they tell their people over there, those are for the soldiers going to invade, but we're not going to invade Iran. I believe that's for the Iranians that they know are going to die in the coming war. I hope and pray I'm wrong.
Yeah, so I. One thing, I listened to your interview with Lindsey Williams and Alex Jones on his show.
Right.
And I thought that was great. You know, it was fabulous that you two had were on 2 days in a row. I'm a little puzzled, and I also try to read Bob Chapman's article on that same subject about the $50 oil that Lindsey Williams says is going to happen. I'm a little puzzled as to how that would hurt our economy. I think Bob Chapman said that or was it Lindsey Williams that said that if Iran is put into a position where it can't get enough profits to run its own country, it may have to dump some of its securities on the market.
This is good. He was talking about Saudi Arabia and some of the other large Persian Gulf, countries over there, that they would begin to actually dump their securities, and that would have a devastating effect on the American economy and could destroy the reserve status of the American currency. I mean, the Saudis have tremendous amounts of money invested here and a tremendous amount of money that's invested in our bonds, and if they need cash, one way to get it is just to sell those bonds, and they put them on the market. That is what would have the devastating effect.
Yeah, so it's almost like what China has. You know, they have an enormous amount of treasury bills, and then if they want to blackmail the United States or get even with the United States, they could dump them on the market, and then it would really push our economy over the edge.
Well, you see, you have to ask yourself the question, why would our leaders put us into such a dangerous position financially that our enemies could destroy us? I mean, why would you do something like that? Unless, of course, you wanted it to happen. And I do believe that the people working behind the scenes, behind the veil, want to destroy our economy, want to destroy the value of our currency, and want to impoverish our people. And you only have to really, of course, read the Earth Charter or the Global Biodiversity Assessment, where they talk about the necessity of, in the first place, redistributing our wealth. That's the Earth Charter. And the second one, lowering our living standards. These are put out. Most people don't read them, but we have them. Once in a while, they'll tell you exactly what they're intending to do. And that's why I feel that the future for America is bleak economically. But I hope that we can utilize this as a vehicle to reach the people and make them understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, one of the things I really enjoy about Alex's show is how often he brings out the spiritual part of this.
Mm-hmm. I guess what the elitists are trying to do, the ones that are behind it, whether it's the oil company execs or the ones that control the execs, I'm not sure which is which. But it seems like what they want to do is, they want to build their own house, they have to tear down the old one,
right,
which is our republic. They have to tear down our republic in order to build up their version of an ideal utopian world.
I believe you're absolutely right. Okay, anything else you'd like to say?
That's about it.
Hey, well, thanks very much for calling. I hope you get all those people up there in Wisconsin listening. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Let's go to, now, is this Karen that's on? Who's on line three here? Okay, well, so good to have you with us, Karen. Go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I'm not sure how cool Herod I am. I've been listening to you pretty faithfully for over 2 months now, and I'm a member of the military family. My nephew's going back to Iraq for the fourth time, and I started to understand what was going on. I read a lot, and I started to understand when Bush didn't close the borders.
Right.
And then I've begun to listen to you and Bob Chapman and Alex Jones, and I'm in shock. And,
yeah,
and
it's pretty
panicked.
Hard to take. Go ahead.
Luckily, I'm born again, so I know that ultimately we win, the Lord wins. Dr. Stan, I'm in the process of buying gold, and I'm starting to buy food, and I'm on limited income, and I'm trying to figure out desperately how to parcel out the little bit that I have. I also have visions of people taking these things away from us. And then there's another part of me that thinks I couldn't possibly stand by and watch other people suffer. And
well,
I know it probably sounds silly.
No, I don't think I think you have to understand that there's going to be difficult times. If you have food, you can help others. But you need to have whatever you can get into precious metals. But certainly the important thing is the spiritual aspect of this. And of course, hopefully what's going to lie ahead is going to draw us a lot closer to the Lord. I really believe that. And I believe there's going to be an opportunity for us to do an awful lot of witnessing when people are beginning to ask, how did this happen? And we can tell them about the spiritual battle. And the fact that there really are people out there worship a different God. But we better be awfully sure of who we worship, who our allegiance is owed to. Hang on there for just a moment. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-7222. 24 Liberty Orm, 464-8295. And John's on the line. He's from Texas. And he thinks, of course, that the Lord's in control, and I do as well. And he thinks, of course, that the devil's, is doing a lot of bad things, but the Lord's going to be victorious eventually. I do as well. But I feel that we as individuals here have an obligation to do our best and hope that we're doing the Lord's work. Anyway, have anything else you'd like to say, John, before we let you go?
Well, I think it's pretty true, where the Lord is kind of like delegated authority. It says he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. So if anybody can get reconciled, we got to go and, do what he told us to do.
Right, okay.
And it's like the angel was sent to Cornelius, but Peter had to go get Cornelius born again because that was man's job, not the angel's job.
All right, I think that's absolutely right. I appreciate that, and thank you so very much for calling, John. Anything you want to say before I let you go?
Well, I listened to y'all yesterday on Alex Jones' show, and I listened to Alex off and on, for a pretty good while. And I just think that, you're a gentleman, Lindsay Wilson's a gentleman. And I don't know if Alex is just like overbearing, but sometimes he doesn't give people a chance to talk about what his people are on to talk about,
But the thing is, Alex is a master showman, and he does what he does intensely. He gets an emotional response out of people, and you get a real adrenaline high listening to Alex. He's getting the information out.
Well, what I think, though, now you're the master. Lindsay Wilson's the master, and Alex should take lessons.
We each have a different means of presentation, and eventually, of course, we're all going to stand before the bar of judgment. But I think that Alex is going to get a certain amount of praise because he reaches a lot of people I can't. Maybe I can reach people he can't. We each have the part to play. He's got a different disposition than I do, but I think he does a great job. Anyway, John, thanks so very much. Okay?
Okay.
All right, fine. And let's go to our special guest for this afternoon, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dennis, how are you?
Oh, I'm here now.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, we could perhaps talk about your latest newsletter. And, Sydney, you want to go pick that up? The newsletter is published at newswithviews.com. Great subject. Go ahead.
Sure. It has to do with the current political campaign at the presidential level, Senators Obama and McCain, and I titled it Tweedledum and Tweedledumber. Actually, the McCain was the Tweedledum and Obama the Tweedledumber. I'm going to preface it, though, by sort of indicating that, in a way, the American public and especially the press are somewhat responsible for this. We keep going through this time after time. President Bush, when he was running for the presidency, was the governor of a state where the legislature is really predominant. And so he wasn't at that point expected to know too much. And for a couple of years, a group called the Vulcans, George Shultz, Condoleezza Rice, and others, were assigned to tutor him in foreign affairs because he really didn't know much of anything. And even after their tutorial, your listeners may recall, he would get on the radio and be asked, who's the president of such and such a country, and he wouldn't know. And my guess is, if you ask Senator Obama some of the same sort of questions, who's the president of Estonia or something, he probably wouldn't know either, but they don't ask him. And for some reason, the American public, and especially the press, don't seem inclined to demand such answers. So, for example, my guess is any of your listeners would be really hard-pressed to tell us what Senator Obama's position would be, let's say, for example, if Iran did something specific. Now, this isn't a hypothetical that's totally outlandish and may happen 20 years in the future. These are very real concerns, just like you would sort of want to know if President Bush would get us into a war with Saddam Hussein and into an invasion of Iraq. I mean, that would be something you would like to know.
Well, because we know he's not going to, because before the election he said, we're not going to be involved in nation building. Bill Clinton was wrong in going into Kosovo and Bosnia. And we're not, the Republican administration is not going to go in nation building all around the world. That's what he promised us. Remember that?
That's right.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Cuddy. But first of all, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that George Bush says exactly what he was programmed to say. I know when I met him, he had been programmed to answer all the questions that they thought would be answered and or asked. And when he, of course, was given a question on the Constitution, he didn't know anything about it. He didn't even know what the Constitution said on various subjects. His response was, "I don't understand the question." And then when we made it more specific, and my friend John Stormer did, his remark was, "Gee, that's a very good question. I'm going to have to go home and study up on that." Well, this is the man who today has led us into Iraq and Afghanistan, and I hope not into Iran.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Dr. Cuddy, who I don't think likes either one of the candidates.
That's right.
I think most of us would rather that section on the ballot that says none of the above. But certainly, Dr. Cuddy is pointing out that Obama is the candidate of change. And of course, we know he's a candidate of change because he keeps changing his position all the time on just about everything. So go ahead and pick the story up there.
Right. That's the irony of this. He, when he says change, he means I'm going to, you know, change policies from George Bush and so forth. But he actually changes his own position on any number of issues. I just mentioned a couple. He changed his position on campaign financing about public funds, whether to take them or not. He changed his position on the D.C. gun ban. He says, oh, yeah, that's a great thing. And then the court comes out with his decision and says, well, and then he sort of revises. That's another thing. He doesn't say I've changed. If a reporter says, well, haven't you changed? He says, well, I've revised it. You know, I'm qualifying it. Now I'm going to more explicitly explain what I really meant all along. So I really haven't changed. And so it's this sort of word game, and that's what prompted me to think about Lewis Carroll's works, not only the Alice in Wonderland work, but Through the Looking Glass. And then Through the Looking Glass, of course, Humpty Dumpty says words mean whatever I choose them to mean. And so he can change his definition at any given time. Now, in terms of the contradictions that he goes through, he will take a position, and he will stand firmly in the party faithful, hooray, this is wonderful. And I'm sure, for example, when he was a young fellow, and even now, he would say, I oppose these right-wing Central American dictators oppressing their people and so forth and so on. And so it would seem to me a logical thing that a reporter of the American public might ask is, well, if you're really against these dictators, how come you don't oppose the communist Chinese dictators who oppress their people? I mean, it'd just be an interesting question to see if the guy is consistent on this opposition to dictators oppressing their people. Also, what I predict myself is that Obama is going to change his 16-month timetable, and he uses that term, timetable, for withdrawal of U.S. combat forces from Iraq.
Well, I think the most interesting thing was when he was over there recently. He came back and he said, we've got to increase the number of troops in Afghanistan. Now, if you're in favor of pulling out, why don't we just pull out and let the Afghans determine their own policy? But no, we're going to go ahead and increase the number of troops there because there's an increasing resistance to them. And now we're going to start, attacking Pakistan. We're actually sending our drones over, attacking a sovereign nation there and bombing people and killing a lot of civilians. We may be killing some al-Qaeda, too, but... I mean, obviously, when Obama comes back and says we're going to increase the troops going to Afghanistan, why doesn't anybody point out, why would you want to increase the troops going into Afghanistan? Are you going to say the same thing about Iraq if things go badly in Iraq? Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. In fact, that's an excellent point to raise, because there's every reason to believe that might happen. There may be, as I mentioned earlier, some Iranian involvement, some incident, whatever. The Iranians are, very capable of implementing lots of things. They could send 1,000 children across the border as suicide bombers. There's all kinds of ways that they could stir things up and create additional chaos into Iraq. And so if you're vowed and determined that the Iranians, let's say, will not be allowed to get away with an attack on Israel, let's say. Okay? Obama said that. He's going before the Jewish Association in Washington, APAC, and so, yes, I promise we will react to an attack on Israel, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then what about attack on American troops? I mean, that's the logical question. If the Iranians attack Israel, by George, he's going to respond. Okay, suppose the Iranians attack our forces in Iraq. I mean, wouldn't you respond to that, too? I mean, isn't that a logical thing to do?
Well, what happens if the Israelis attack Iran? Because that's the big thing. I mean, there's nobody in the world that Iran is going to attack Iraq, Israel, because they know they'd bring the vengeance and retribution from the United States. And they're certainly not going to attack Israel, because they know that Israel could counter and destroy them. So the fact that Iran is really seriously attacking Israel is only a figment in Ahmadinejad, President Ahmadinejad's imagination. But, I think there's much more of a probability that Israel will attack Iran than Iran is going to attack Israel, don't you?
Yes, and also, if Iran does do something, they're probably not going to be that... I mean, they have this, the return of the Mahdi and all that sort of stuff that they're looking for. But as you said, he looks like, something out of central casting out of Hollywood. I'm a Disney shot. And so what is more likely is they wouldn't be so suicidal to say, okay, let's send our entire Air Force flying, all across Iraq and so on over to Israel and try and do some damage. They're much more likely to do other things like knock out a couple of these refineries, these huge refineries in Saudi Arabia. They'll read the riot act of the Saudis. Okay, Saudis, you're with us or against us. Now, the Saudis have a dilemma there. If they say, well, we're with the U.S., okay, fine. Then, goodbye, royal family, because the Iranians I guarantee you, have their agents all over the Middle East, including in Saudi Arabia. And it probably wouldn't be real difficult for them to knock out those one offshore and one onshore large refineries, which would, by the way, double the price of oil in Europe and all over the place. I mean, just that act alone, we've covered this before. So they're much more likely to do something like that if they run into difficulty, rather than, you know, okay, here goes all our Air Force flying over to Israel to try and get through their defenses, which they wouldn't be able to do anyway. So moving on with this, I predict that regarding this 16-month timetable he has for withdrawal of U.S. combat forces, regardless of one's philosophy about should we be there, should we be there, should we not be there, so on and so on, somebody surely should have in the past, or if not, if they haven't, which apparently they haven't, should tell him, look, just stop. Put on the brakes just for a minute. If you're going to have a 16-month timetable, there's about 10,000, roughly, soldiers in an Army division. There's more in a Marine division, but let's say an Army division. Okay, you're going to be roughly removing one division a month to get to this 16-month timetable. All right, Barack, you know, they talked like Fred. How would you just logistically, just physically, never mind the, you know, should we get out, should we not get out, just tell me step by step, how are you as the Commander-in-Chief going to have X division get out in a month? And maybe he would start to say, well, you know, and then he'll start asking his advisors, because the guy's just like Bush. He doesn't know diddly. I mean, Barack Obama doesn't know anything about the military. And so somebody would finally come up and say, well, looky here, you know, a lot of these large vehicles, they've got to get out. You know, you're not just going to lift them up with an airplane or a helicopter. They have to go this long journey all the way from wherever they are in Iraq, let's say Mosul or somewhere. They're going to have to make this long trip, and it's going to have to go all the way through Iraq, through Kuwait, to this one port. There's just one port. And before you stick them on a transport, you got to clean them. I mean, you can't send them across the ocean all sandy and so forth, right? And then they say, Barack, that just takes time. You know, you don't snap your fingers and presto, it's done. So I'm going to predict that somehow or another, he won't say change. He'll say, well, I'm revising based on the current, you know, all of this language that he uses. And so the point here is it's just logistically impossible. So that's something I'm going to predict. Regarding another topic that you mentioned, Dr. Stan, about Afghanistan, he seems, as I point out in this, very ignorant of that situation as well. Because about a week ago, he had a CBS reporter over there, Lara Logan, interviewing him. And she asked him about Osama bin Laden and the Taliban leadership still being free in Pakistan, you know. And you say, Senator Obama, that you're concerned about Al-Qaeda, and we took our eye off the ball, and so on. And so Obama's reply was, quote, if we hadn't taken our eye off the ball, we might have caught them before they got into Pakistan, end quote. And so right after that in my article, I say, what? First of all, if you're going to take your eye off the ball, you first have to have had your eye on the ball. All right? Now, does he think we had our eye on Osama and the Taliban leaders but then started fighting some other group, some other entity, you know, in Afghanistan while Osama and the Taliban leaders, you know, quickly and sneakily, it's sort of like a cartoon show, slipped across the border? By off the ball, he can't possibly mean we took our eye off the ball because we invaded Iraq, because as I point out in my article, that didn't occur until the spring of 2003. And that was long after Osama bin Laden and the Taliban leaders sneaked across to Pakistan. Now, never mind, you know, that we allowed them to do this, and this is all part of one big scenario.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that we intentionally let Osama bin Laden get away. And if anybody doubts that, we have a wonderful clipping out of the front page of the Washington Times where a high government official said, we do not have a policy of getting Osama bin Laden first. Our policy is to get Osama bin Laden last, because if we were to get Osama bin Laden, now remember this is October, I think, 6th, you know, of 2001, our troops are going to be on the ground about 3 days from now, but if we got Osama bin Laden, how would we justify the war in Afghanistan? And that's what it's really all about. We still carry a book called Crude Politics, written by a man who talk to the special forces when they came back, they weren't allowed to get Osama bin Laden. We didn't try to get Osama bin Laden, because if we'd gotten him, how could we have justified the war? That's what it's all about. And any of our listeners who'd like a copy of that article, we'd be glad to send it to them from the Washington Times. We've kept these things. You need to understand everything is calculated ahead of time. And, of course, the last thing we wanted to get was Osama bin Laden and the leaders of al-Qaeda and the leaders of the Taliban, because how then could we have justified the war to the American people?
Right. Now, the point I'm making is you and I know that, and your listeners know that. And we have the documents for that. But what I'm stressing here is, even if Obama were correct, and he's ignorant, but even if he were correct, his position, even if that was correct, what he's saying, doesn't make sense. Because if this wasn't part of some big scenario, if it didn't allow our invasion, all let's say it's just as the administration portrayed it. Even if that were the case, what he's saying doesn't make sense. If he by off the ball means, we started looking elsewhere in Afghanistan and no longer cared about al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Osama, or if he's saying our invasion of Iraq is what he means by, quote, take your eye off the ball. You know, you had your eye on the ball, Osama and the Taliban, and then you decided to, well, let's go to Iraq, and that's what he means by taking his eye off the ball. That didn't happen until the spring of 2003, and that's long after Osama and the Taliban leaders got to Pakistan. His quote to Lara Logan was, if we hadn't taken our eye off the ball, we could have got them before they got into Pakistan. The whole point I'm making here is the man is vastly ignorant, even of the facts. All right, so now when listening to Obama and McCain, as I said, one gets the idea that you're like listening to the characters from the works of Lewis Carroll. And what I mentioned here first is Through the Looking Glass. And Tweedledum in Through the Looking Glass is a character. If you see the drawings, they're like these two figures. They're dressed in these little, you know, kiddie outfits. They look exactly alike. And the point Carol is making is that they are symbolic of politicians who really aren't different from their opponent. As Tweedledee is one person, and Tweedledum is the other. I title this Tweedledum and Dumber because, well, you get the idea. But the point here is, in that same Carroll book, what you have is, as I mentioned before, Humpty Dumpty. Now, if you look at the drawings of Humpty Dumpty, he's an egg, and he's sitting on this wall. And he symbolizes the head of a state, or the ruler behind the head of a state. And he thinks he can't fall. I mean, he's precariously perched there, but he's, no, I can't fall. I can't lose power. I can't be, you know, just destroyed. And what happens, of course, anybody who knows the story, is that he does fall, and the phrase is, and he cannot be put back together again. So here we have a situation very symbolic today of the precarious economic situation of the U.S. We see ourselves as very strong. We're, you know, the most powerful nation in the world. And what is really going on is our economic situation has us in an extremely difficult position. Internationally here, the mortgage crisis, bank failures, and any war that involves Iran or whatever, as we've said before many, many times, there are probably lots of Iranian agents. They can do all kinds of damage. Look at the forest fires in California. Think of what 50 or so well-trained Iranian agents could do all across the country, not by accident. All across the country. And there's many, many things like that. So we have no idea of the economic, I'm not talking about the military impact. I'm talking about the economic impact, which Americans seem, you know, just oblivious to. We just sort of, you know, go around thinking everything's going to be okay, and if there's a war with Iran, you know, so what? We got a great military. The next thing I mentioned in my article is Humpty Dumpty, as I said before. He also symbolizes the dominance today of what I would consider moral relativism in the U.S. By that term I mentioned at the first of this interview here, that words mean just what I choose it to mean. And as I said about Obama, this is like Obama saying he hasn't changed his position. Not really. He's really revised it, and it now more precisely reflects what he meant all along. He's also like another book, Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. And in that, he's very much like the Cheshire Cat. You'll recall that the Cheshire Cat has a smile, a constant smile, very charismatic smile, but there's really very little substance to him. The image of the cat in Lewis Carroll sort of comes and goes and comes and goes. So there's little substance, all smile. And examples of that is, he forgot that we have 50 states. Once he said, when we have these 57 states, and he's made other mistakes. And when I mean Tweedledum and Tweedledumber, McCain's not not really any better. McCain recently mistakenly said Iraq was on the border of Afghanistan, which is not true. And he also had to be reminded by Senator Joe Lieberman when he was over there in Iraq that Iran was actually supporting the Iraqi Shiite insurgents rather than supporting al-Qaeda in Iraq. And so that's why I titled as Tweedledum and Tweedledumber. In terms of the interviews that they have conducted, when Terry Moran of ABC's Nightline on about a week ago or so, July 21, asked Obama, if he had it all to do over again, would he support the surge in Iraq? Since it seemed to have worked, Obama said no. And he said, Obama said, the reason for less violence in Iraq was just because the surge occurred at what he called a confluence of events that included the Sunnis becoming tired of al-Qaeda in their midst. Okay? Now, this is like being at Alice in Wonderland Tea Party, where, as your listeners may recall, they're singing a very happy unbirthday to you. They're celebrating nonsensically an unbirthday. You only have one birthday, and that's what people usually celebrate. But here they're celebrating the other 364, one of the other 364 days, which is not your birthday. It makes no sense at all.
Well, so much of what's going on today, Dennis, doesn't make any sense, but people don't stop and look at things and think of them rationally. And that's, of course, the thing that you do, and we try to do with Radio Liberty. Get people to think. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
For a while, because they were in the minority in this zone in which the surge took place, and they were getting beat up all the time by the Shiite militia, so they needed some help. Well, once you prevent the Shiite militia from attacking the Sunnis, then the reason for them tolerating al-Qaeda, which was really nasty, I mean, the al-Qaeda people there were abusing the Sunni women and all that sort of stuff. But the point is, they only felt that they needed al-Qaeda's help and therefore harbored al-Qaeda in the Sunni midst because it was a matter of defense against the Shiites. And so one could logically say that the surge provided a sense of security which allowed the Sunnis to say, get out of here, al-Qaeda, we're tired of your nonsense. Now, once again, I'm not arguing, you know, this is a reason for the surge, because my position when the surge started was, you give me 30,000 troops, and I don't have much military experience, but even I could make some place safe.
And, of course, the other thing is that Mataqwa, you know, al-Sadr actually declared a truce, so that Shia militias were not attacking American troops. That was one of the big parts of this whole surge. Had al-Sadr gone ahead and said, we're going to keep attacking the Americans, why, things wouldn't have quieted down. So they were doing everything they could to help the Americans. That's why it was. It wasn't because we put the 30,000 troops in. I think they wanted things to quiet down so we'd get out.
Right. As I said, this isn't my position. I'm just saying, if Obama is going to say no because it was simply this confluence of events, that doesn't make sense just logically. That's not an argument for a surge, because, like I said, the surge in itself, I could make a particular zone in Mosul secure. But the nonsense of that position is, if that were the case, then, you know, why are you withdrawing them? It seems like if you have a successful strategy, why are you then reducing? Why isn't it replicated and so forth and so on? So the point is, the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Oh, we're out of time, and our guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and thanks very much, Dennis. And I hope people go up on the Internet to newswithviews.com, that's newswithviews.com, and pull down Dr. Dennis Cuddy's latest article, Tweedledum and Tweedledumber. God bless you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. And, Chris, what a tragic situation we're in today, but why would you expect that God would give us good candidates when this country's turned their back on God? This country's embraced torture. This country's embraced immorality. This country has embraced everything that God abhors. And I believe, I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. And everybody says, oh, no, my goodness, everything's going to be fine. God would never punish America. And I would ask, why not? For God is just. His justice will not sleep forever. Well, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and unlike many other ministries out here, we're really totally dependent upon, or almost totally dependent upon, those people who listen to our programs to help us. We do have a few sponsors, but they're, believe me, they're all pretty much in the same situation we are. But if you're interested in joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we try to maintain our 63-64 outlets every week, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We even got an offer today for a great station up in Spokane every afternoon, drive time, 5 to 6 up there, for a very economical price. And if you'd be interested in helping with that or for a few months, or give us a call and let us know that you'll contribute on a regular basis for, say, for 3 or 4 months, and hopefully by then it'll pay for itself. We need to get the information out. We do know that in Spokane, there, of course, and in eastern Washington, is probably one of the most conservative areas in the nation. They got certainly more votes for Ron Paul there in their primary than probably any other part of the country. Even here in Santa Cruz, where we are, certainly our influence and the influence of one of the other radio stations here, we got more votes for Ron Paul, as far as I can see, in the Republican primary than any other major county in the state of California. So when people hear the truth, they do recognize it. It takes them a little while to begin with, but after a while, they begin to see the truth in what you're saying, and they begin to be able to think independent of the controlled media. So if you'd like to help us, our number 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that many of you certainly would want to get some of the books we're offering at the present time. AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief. That's AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief by Don Scott and his son. Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith, about how they're poisoning us with genetically produced foods. They know what they're doing, and genetically, of course, altered milk. And then the Lyme autism connection, Lyme disease, of course, is everything points to the fact that it's one of those chronic diseases that was developed by the military to disable the people, the enemy. That's you and me, ladies and gentlemen. We have another book, The Top 10 Lyme Disease Treatments. And both of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We've read a great little book. It's called Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? And you need to read that, by Neil Miller, and of course we have his other book on autism. You need to, of course, there they have all the Senate and congressional hearings that you will never see discussed in the controlled media. And then, of course, we have Ron Paul, the Ron Paul Revolution. We have Stephen Mosier's excellent new book on population control, The Real Cost and the Illusionary Benefits of Population Control. So if you're interested in any of these, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read the book or watch the DVD, and you can go up on the Internet and watch it for nothing at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. It's posted on my website there. And then, of course, we hope you'll get our talk on The Forbidden Secret. And then the new one we just have, it's called The Secret Knowledge. Our talk on the planned police state, and you'll actually see some of the footage there from the Rand-Contra hearings with Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring out. There really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to arrest Americans and put them in concentration camps. And Senator Inouye keeps interrupting over and over again, because the last thing they want is for the American people to hear the truth. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, Radio...
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the great falling away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, 6 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.